Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On him I do depend. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He's my comforter, my helper. On him I do depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. We say it again. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. He is my comforter, my helper. On him I do depend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you are welcome to visit my website or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my books, my posts, not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I desire that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books, my posts. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony, and they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled I, their first and all last name, I'm the church in splendor, as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my book, my post, quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was small in my eyes, God, love exalted me. For more details, I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart, to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books, my post, in any one way, for they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony, my post of testimony, to the time in Acts 4:32-37, and I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and to Rose M. Cado, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Therefore, my spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Abba. Father, you said that when the cry of praise covered the earth, heaven will shake and my son will come. Thus, by the precious blood of Christ, the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God, and the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, we've gathered here today at the table of grace and giving voice to your word, upholding all things by the word of his power. We believe, we receive, confessing, professing, decreeing and declaring, speaking the work, the word, the glory of the Lord into the days of evil, into this present darkness that we can see and enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living for your good pleasure, Father love. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty one who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, all you his hosts, you his ministers who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father love, I, a member of the body of Christ, believe I receive all authority in heaven and on earth that has been given to me in Christ. I know and understand that all things are possible to me who believe. In Christ, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever I declare locked on earth is locked in heaven, and whatever I declare unlocked on earth is unlocked in the heavenlies. Every demon in hell trembles at the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of God, and submits. The Lord saw you, the Satan, falling like a lightning from heaven. Behold, the Lord God of hosts has given me. Thus I take the right to command. I take authority to tread. I exercise absolute mastery over serpents and scorpions, which are the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and over all your power, your ability, what you can suggest and what you can influence, the Satan, the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Even the spirits are subject to me because of the name of the Lord God of hosts. Even the demons believe that God is one, and they tremble in terror. I defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I do not love my life so much that I am afraid to die. Jesus has broken the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and freed me from the fear of death. I have been brought from death to life, for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has already destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We overcome the Satan when we testify personally of what the word of God says and the blood of Jesus does for us. Behold, the blood of the Lamb provides a defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us, his ecclesia. Thus, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the spirits of sleepiness, tiredness, stealing, killing at any other time. They are defeated in our lives. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of each of our spirits, soul, body, mind, life, in our homes and everyone in them, in our streets and our walls, within our palaces, with the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us, and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, as have come upon us and overtake us, because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs to serve for our God, individually and all as a whole. We, this Scatterbomb family, households, and in the city, and favored in the country, fruitful are the fruit of our womb, the produce of our soil, and the offspring of our livestock, the issue of our herds, and the young of our flocks, multiplied are our grain bin and our kneading bowl, are our ponds, our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. We walk in dominion and authority in our coming in and in our going out. The Lord beats down before us, and the enemy that rise up against us, and do they come out against us from one direction, they flee before us. In 7, the Lord affirms his blessing upon us, on our bonds, and on all our undertakings, blessing us in the land that the Lord our God give us, for we, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries will continue to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and walk in the ways of the Lord. The Lord has established us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries as a people sacred to himself, as he swore to us, so that when all the nations of the earth see us, bearing the name of the Lord, they stand in awe of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries. The Lord has opened up for us his rich treasure house of the heavens to give our land rain in due season, blessing all our undertakings so that we lend to many nations and borrow from none. The Lord has made us this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, the head, not the tail, and we are always mounting higher and not declining. The Lord walking in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, delivering, bestowing wealth on us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries who love him, and making our treasuries full. The fear of us and the dread of us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries has come upon all the animals on the earth, in the sky, and in the seas. Our eyes are undimmed and our vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of our countenance. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wherever the light touches today, that we this scatterbound family, households, and ministries shall be delivered. Anyone who would come against us, the Lord God of hosts is with us always. Who can ever come against the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ? What can withstand the strength of the right hand of God? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Who can ever stand before the name of the Lord of the angel armies, whose we are and whom we serve, and who never leaves us nor forsakes us? Thus, thanks be to God, thanks be to love, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and manifest to us a sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other an aroma that brings life on the former. That brings life. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit, but on the contrary, we in Christ, we speak before love with sincerity as those sent from love. Therefore, we fear neither man nor beast, for Jesus, Yeshua, has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Father, love, I believe I receive the fullness of the peace and the abundance of the Garden of Eden, including the weather patterns and nature and its fortunes, flowing, working, dwelling in each and every realms of our lives, of our lands, our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, and our territory. He said that as it is in heaven, so also be it here on earth for our families, households, and ministries, and our lives and nations. In Jesus' name, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. So it be, Lord, thus by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the Satan, the devil, and his minions, the plans of the enemy, his strategies, his wiles, all their powers and their ability to steal, kill, and destroy, and deceive, are paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and territories. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. Oh, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea. And the Lord, redeeming this prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity, the Lord our God has given us, making has giving us. Praise the Lord. Everything that the deep state tried failed. The fraud failed. It all failed. And today, President Donald J. Trump is in the Oval Office and sitting behind the president's desk, and is still our president, the commander-in-chief. As the spiritual giant that's alive and living and working the works of God, no one shall be able to lay hands on President Donald J. Trump all the days of his life. No one shall be able to stand before him all the days of his life. And nothing shall by any means hurt President Donald J. Trump. Lord, you are his life and the length of his days. And the evil one touches him not. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty, making everyone their own sovereign individual. He has brought us back to Eden. That as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. In the name of Jesus, the purpose of all these is to instill and restore the fear of the Lord on this earth and in the hearts of men, women, and children, in every tribe and tongue, people, and nation. So I thank you, Lord, God of the of hosts, for the cleansing of the nations and their restoration. I thank you, Lord, that you have laid your hand on the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, and with mighty acts of judgment, you've brought out today your divisions, your church, your nations, and the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, now know that you are the Lord when you've stretched out your hand against their wicked plan and brought us out of it. I thank you, Lord, that you've showed, O Lord, to the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, your power, and that your name are being proclaimed in all the earth. I thank you, Lord, that you've performed these signs of yours among the cabals, Illuminati, Luciferians, the wicked, that we may tell our children and grandchildren how you, O Lord, dealt harshly with the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, the wicked, and how you performed your signs among them, and that the nations now know that you are the Lord. Lord God, I thank you that you've stretched out your hand and have smitten the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, the wicked, with all your wonders which you do in them. I thank you, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You've let it be known today that you are God in the earth and that I am your servant. And I've asked all these things at your command. You have answered me. Lord, you've answered me. So now the nations know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Behold, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the God of glory, has appeared. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth and everything in it. The Lord is in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, wherever it pleases him. Lord, direct President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, the righteous men, women, generals, militaries, hearts to fulfill in God's time your perfect will, your perfect plan. I thank you, Father, Lord, for Holy Ghost resurrection fire that comes down and consumes and curses any wrong curse, witchcraft, omen, divination, sorcery, any type of voodoo, witch hunt, spells, spirit cooking, sickness, attack, anything alike, any expedition, anything of the occult done to or sent toward and or sent against President Donald J. Trump and or any one of us, the righteous, demanding our death and or to incapacitate us in any way, shape, or form, they hit the bloodline. And by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, any wicked thing that comes against us, including all their implementations, all their darkness, they stumble and fall because of the blood of Christ, the anointings that remove burdens and destroy yokes. Wherever the light touches today, that President Donald J. Trump and each one of us, the righteous, shall be delivered. I thank you, Father, Lord, that President Donald J. Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu's eyes are undimmed and their vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of their countenance. And so it be for all of us, the righteous. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord renews our strength, our youth, like that of an eagle. I thank you, Father, Lord, for a spirit of holiness and discernment and of unity for President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous who are standing for righteousness and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, and the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of strength, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and our delight be in the fear, reverence, honor, respect of the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. We, the church, we, the ecclesia, have the power and the authority to change time, not the occult world. Therefore, bow your knee in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the completion of a new world order and a new world government was not and will not be brought and was not and it will not be established before, on, between, after 2022 and 3/22/2022 and by 2030. by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be that plan, all its powers and ability to steal, kill and destroy and deceive, paralyzed, have been crippled, it can no longer prosper on this earth or at any other time till after the catching away of us, the church, to glory by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the occult world, all its powers and ability to steal, kill and destroy, and deceive have been crippled. It can no longer prosper for such a time as this. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent and serpent venom, cheap implants, and any hidden deed of darkness. For such a time as this, they shall not affect, infect, afflict people's bodies, lives, souls, to control and prevent them from knowing God and remembering His love for them. For God, for love, so loved the original world order that He created it to being, that He gave His only begotten, His only begotten Son to bring us and to bring you back into the position of sons and daughters, so His order can be completed again. The Lord has put all things under your feet, and then above all, prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus Christ, the Lord, our Lord and Savior, the Word of God. Amen. So it be, Lord. I wash in the blood of the Lamb all the children, youth, and young adults around the world, and they shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by the serpent venom, cheap implants, by the hidden deeds of darkness. And thanking you, Father, love, for their protection, deliverance, of and for their restoration and preservation and provisions for the sake of your posterity, Abba. In the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. So it be, Lord. It is finished. Jesus is Lord over His whole creation. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, you are Lord over heaven and earth. Adonai, every knee will bow to you. Lord Most High, even though you are my friend and my blood brother and my bridegroom, you are my Lord and my God and my King. I am my judge and my defender, the redeemer of my past and present wrongs, the holder of my future days to come. I trust in you, my faithful high priest, doctor and my healer, my counselor. I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, your name be glorified in me, for I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same way, my Lord Jesus, after supper, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. And now, in memory of me. Alléluia. And behold, the glory is here for me. For in Christ, atoloso to gloria. My Lord Jesus Yeshua, you are me and my spouse is a producer of our testosterone, sperm, erection, ovum, climax, hormones. Our spiritual lover, the giver of our pleasure in our intimacy, the builder of our home, the maker of a God-fearing, passionate, born-again, Holy Ghost-filled, fire-baptized, tongues-talking, devil-stomping, faith-filled, faithful steward of all the manifold grace of God, prompt to do, generous woman of God in me, and a good and faithful, affectionate, compassionate, loving, powerful, rich, healthy, wealthy, wise and strong, honored, glorified, blessed, and favored spouse to my spouse, and parent to our children, our giver of children, our rewarder of children, our quiver is full of them. The Lord who teaches our children, and great are the peace of our children, and their undisturbed composure. The compassionate God who gives us salvation to our grandchildren and in whom our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren to the thousand generations are growing and becoming strong, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God is upon each one of them. The Lord who causes them to be subjected unto us, their parents, and increasing them in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. Our children are, hallelujah, our sons and daughters are not defiled with lust. They are virgins, and they follow the Lord fully. They have been ransomed and made kings and priests to serve our God, and on their lips no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. Father, your name be glorified in each of our sons and daughters to the thousand generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I thank you, Father Lord, the love that the Lord owns this day and thereafter, thus today, Yahweh, you are. I am that I am, whatever I need you to be for me and for my loved ones. A very present help in time of need. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes. And I remain in him, and he remains in me, relieving in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I love in the greater glory. For I was crucified with Christ. I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised again to life with him. The Lord my God, for I am the church called to glory. The steps of I, the righteous, are ordered by the Lord, and great are my peace and my undisturbed composure. My Lord Jesus, you have defeated. You have robbed the grave. Then why should my body, my living sacrifice, this living body of Christ, the holy temple of the Holy Spirit, see the grave? He sent out his word and healed me. He rescued me from destruction, death, hell, and the grave, sickness, poverty, lack, and insufficiency. the Peter into the abundant life, in abundance to the full, to overflow with and in him. For the healer lives in me, in every fiber of my body. He has restored me to good health and has healed all my wounds. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, my God, for renewing my strength, my youth, like that of an eagle's. My eyes are undimmed and my vigor unabated. The Lord is the light of my countenance. I who eat this bread will live forever, for I have the fire, the life of the everlasting, the glory of God, the Holy Spirit, Christ living in me, quickening my mortal body for the day of redemption. And we partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, destining our resting in my longevity to 120 years old, a time allotted by God to mankind, or until with long life. The Lord, my love, satisfies me, showing me his salvation power. The coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me home to a glory with him, being caught up into glory together with the dead in Christ, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord, is my heart's desire. Father, love, you always bless the desires of my heart. Psalm 103:4, the Lord has redeemed my life from defeat and corruption, and beautifies, dignifies, and crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Receiving sevenfold restoration of all that was lost, taken, stolen from us, for an abundant overflow in our lives and in our gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living in our territories, and double for our trouble and a hundredfold return of all that we have left, for the Lord's sakes, plus eternal life in the time to come, our days being as days of heaven on this earth. Spending our days in prosperity and our years in happiness as we obey and serve the Lord our God. Now, as we have anointed ourselves with olive oil, oil represents the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord my God, that by the blood of the Lamb, you have removed all sickness from my midst. By the blood of the cross that you have pronounced our freedom in Christ. So it remains. Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. The rewrite has no effect on me. Not that I would put the Lord my God to the test, thus by the blood of Christ, Father, love, I believe I receive that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines and serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modifications, quantum dot, these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, and by any hidden deed of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Pastor Amen. It is written, Message from God in Human DNA Code. Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found the creation secret. Now share it peacefully with the world. Thus it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ in my DNA. And my spirit remains still with your prophecy. With your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba, my Father. My Daddy, we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing our sealing, resting in my destiny with and in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, knowing nothing shall ever be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Father Love, for cleansing my blood and my loved one's blood with the precious blood of Christ, for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of love. Oh Lord, my love, how I long for the day when you drink of this fruit of the vine, new with me in the kingdom of our Father, the cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, my Lord Jesus Yeshua. Come, your bride awaits you. Don't delay. Till that glorious day I occupy until he comes. I am about our Father's business. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I believe and do what God says, and his wisdom will protect and promote me. My ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. I walk in love because God is love. Whether anyone else loves me or not, it's not my business. I am going to love them because that's what he's told me to do. That's my job, and I'm going to do it. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers over a multitude of sins. Praise the Lord. Save us, God our Savior. Gather us and rapture us from this earth, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. A praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He has done it. It is finished. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. By the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes, and your son comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.